Larissa, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
It's the beginning of November here, first Monday in November, and the first thing I want to talk about is kind of that November classic in Knoxville, the Living Windows Lighted Parade Festival coming up in about a week and a half. Entries are due today for the Lighted Parade, and overall, what should people look forward to as we get closer to that date?
First of all, what an exciting way to kick off the holiday season in Knoxville, and something that I think the community as a whole really looks forward to. It's a great way just to see our organizations and businesses collaborate so well together, and then just to provide some great entertainment for Knoxville. So yeah, we are excited for that. We are excited for the parade entries, for the lighted parade. Again, they're due today, but if you can't get it in today, give the office a call. We're pretty flexible on that. We hope it's a big parade this year and a parade that just showcases Knoxville well, which it always does. And same for Living Windows. And the theme this year is a musical Christmas, and I am hoping to see, and I've said this before, a ton of little poodle skirts and windows rocking around the Christmas tree. So that is what I'm looking for. But just, we've got some great things planned for that event.
Yeah, and musical Christmas seems like it could be a pretty open-ended theme. You could tie it into Christmas music, or you could take a musical and make a Christmas characters.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, one of my favorite movies this time of year, it's not just Christmas Vacation, but it is also White Christmas, and we watch that every Thanksgiving, and so musical Christmas holds something kind of nostalgic for me, and I think it'll hold something nostalgic for a lot of people.
All right, moving on, kind of through the holidays, part of Shopping Local is going to be this Ladies Night Out that you have planned, a nice little organizational event for a lot of the businesses in Knoxville.
Yeah, we're really hoping, we're finalizing some details on Knoxville's Ladies Night Out for November 29th, and we really want to see this as a community-wide collaboration with Highway 14 corridor businesses as well as our downtown district, just to be able to work together and present Knoxville as a shopping option for the holiday season. Once again, we have everything we need to make it successful. We have got some great products and great items. Let's put them together and let's work together to showcase that. And not just for the citizens of Knoxville, but for Marion County, for people all over the area who are looking for something different to come and shop to.
And that theme not only goes out to the ladies out there that want to do shopping, but maybe some men that need to do some shopping for their ladies.
That's absolutely right. We don't want to limit it to ladies. I mean, I think traditionally women like to shop a lot. I know this woman likes to shop quite a bit, but also to be able to provide those opportunities and those products for men to say, you know, this is a great item that your loved mother, wife, and daughter would love to receive for the holidays.
And if you go out with them on that night, maybe you get some hints.
That's exactly right. There will be somebody that can help you out. That's absolutely right. So there's going to be some door prizes, just food, goodies, some specials, just some really fun things.
And then right now, as this is airing on Monday, the chamber board election results have been released. And talk a little bit about that, when the new term for the board will get started and what you guys are hoping to accomplish over the next year.
Absolutely. Well, right now I'm kind of in the planning stages of what 2013 vision is going to look like for the Chamber of Commerce. And the board and I are really looking into some of those strategies and that vision. We've had such a great year in 2012 that we can only hope to improve for 2013. So this year we've got some new things coming on. The new board members will attend our November meeting. They'll go through a new board orientation, which from my understanding has not been done in the past. I think that's something that's very foundational for any board to have for a new board members who are incoming. But also, just be able to work together and continue with the momentum to go into 2013. So I think I look for a lot of vision to be established next year, a lot of clarity on that vision, and a lot of foundational implementation. So yeah, it's an exciting year, exciting time to be planning.
Also, our monthly Expert Edge Seminar Series 2, that will be on, we'll talk about a little bit, when's that going to be?
Absolutely. Well, our Expert Edge Series are usually on the third or fourth Thursday of the month, but we're going to switch things up this year for November, and we're going to have it on Monday, November 12th. And I invite our membership just to come out and check out the series, this Expert Edge Series, because I'm super excited about it. Natalie Leisure from Bluebird Designs is going to come to the next chapter from noon to 1, and she is basically going to give a small seminar on decorating your store window and marketing your merchandise in your store window for design for the holiday season. So we've got a lot of great store windows, a lot of great stores with great merchandise. So how do we show customers and potential customers what exactly we've got and how to bring them in? So I think she is somebody who's very passionate about design. She used to have her own store, and she currently has a design business. So she There's also a local girl who is really looking forward to this.
And to register, just call up the chamber office?
Just shoot me an email, shoot Melinda an email, or call the chamber office, and we'll get you signed up. We'll have a sack lunch to go afterwards, and just come with a lot of questions, and be prepared to be inspired. Her designs are always very inspiring. So.
All right, and then finally today, we are entering into the holiday season. Once the Halloween decorations come down, it seems Christmas comes earlier every year. And so people getting ready to get shopping for the holiday season. And as always, like we've been talking about, a lot of great merchandise around the area. Just in Knoxville alone, you don't have to go far to find that perfect gift.
You really don't. I mean, we have a ton of stuff. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to go to one specific place to get just one thing. We've got something for everyone. And this year, what I'm hoping to get together is just put together Knoxville baskets, even just to show people this is what you can buy, whether that's the Coffee Connection to get a pound of gourmet coffee. I put those things together to give to someone. You know, again, we've got just a lot of great merchandise between Founders, Main Street Market, The Next Chapter, as well as Peachtree. We also just have a lot of great restaurants within the community, a lot of great things for the electronic person in your family. So everything is here, and I'm really, really looking forward to showcasing those things to the rest of the community.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Nope.
Okay. It's the season. Thanks very much,
Larissa.